Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Mouse Chatters Bob, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
All right, so today we're going to get into some of the hot news with Disney. And Chris, what's our first topic?
Well, so we sort of, Bob and I were both very interested in this kind of gossip that's been going around. There's a couple things that's going on. One is a sort of famous Disney explorer, and Bob will probably explain what that is better than me, was banned for life from Disney World. And there's a lot of sympathy because he's apparently a very nice guy. And there's also a lot of people who are against him because he was doing things that were, you know, against Disney's rules, and they thought he deserved to be banned. I would probably fall into that category, I hate to admit. And the other one is a filmmaker who actually filmed an entire movie inside Disney World, and he had a covert crew, and there were, you know, there were regular guests in shots, and there were also Disney characters. And of course, Disney is pretty concerned about this because it violates, you know, copyright laws, and it was actually shown at the Sundance Film Festival. So it's getting a lot of attention, and I think there was just a recent article in the LA Times about it. So
and
it's kind of a big deal.
It actually made the news on CNN.
Yeah,
today, because all of this was filmed at Disney World and some at Disneyland without their knowledge or permission, which is a big problem for them.
No. Well, it's okay to film at Disney World. It's not okay to make a commercial film at Disney World, right?
And especially the topic. Well, so yeah. What do you want to tackle first?
Let's do Adam first.
Okay.
So there's an entire movement out there, and y'all may have heard about it, and Bob and I actually know some of these people, and we think they're actually nice guys, but there's a whole kind of dark side of Disney movement where people are kind of doing things at Disney that are blatantly against the rules, and in some cases actually are illegal. And one of the people who's kind of part of this movement is also an urban explorer, and urban explorers are people who like to go into areas that are off limits and film what they see in there. They're sort of interested in, you know, the decaying architecture and what people have left behind and things like that. And in particular, some of these people are Disney fans, and they like to go into off limit areas in Disney. And Adam, he's known online as Adam the Woo. You can actually see his stuff on YouTube. Is probably the most well-known Disney urban explorer, and he's gone backstage in a lot of different areas. And recently, he put something out on Twitter that said to his followers, "Hey, I'm going to be in Hollywood Studios. If you're going to be there, come check me out." Well, this time, Disney security decided to come check him out, and they issued a lifetime ban on him. They had Orange County Sheriff's Office there, fingerprinted him, and gave him a warning so that the next time if he comes on property, he'll be arrested. And Bob, I can't remember what the jail time on that is, but he could go to jail.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor in Florida, so first offense would probably be a year maximum.
Yeah, it was. You know what? It was more than I thought. When I read it, I was like, "Whoa!" So.
Yeah, depending on the level of misdemeanor, and that would be first offense, and I doubt he would do any jail time. But if he tried it again after that, yeah, the penalties would increase. A lifetime ban. Lifetime.
I would be devastated.
I'd be devastated too, and I would say that Adam is devastated, and I think, you know, that the tough thing is this guy's genuinely a fan. I mean, He's not just some kind of hipster kind of guy who's like, yeah, I'm going to make a video and it's going to be all edgy and I'm going to show, you know, the inside of this building. I mean, he's actually a big fan, but he was breaking the rules. And I'm the kind of person, I think, that if you're breaking, you know, Disney has the right to set any rule they want. It's their property within reason. So, I mean, I don't really have a problem with them issuing a lifetime ban. There's been a ton of discussion about this on different Disney forums. I think the majority of people are against Adam.
And I guess we should make clear he's not – they don't break anything when they go into these backstage areas. They're not vandalizing any of the areas. You know, they're not breaking into these behind-the-scenes areas and spray painting or destroying property or anything like that.
It's almost documenting things.
And he did, if I'm not mistaken, he did a news interview a few months ago that aired on a Fox News station in Central Florida. or in South Florida. So probably not the smartest. And I think that was – I think it was Adam who claimed to have explored river country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So which is their long-abandoned water park.
I think a lot of these people sort of feel – and there is a lot of resentment among sort of a certain segment of Disney fans about the fact that Disney hasn't really kept a lot of, you know, a certain, you know, I don't even know what you'd call it, you know, elements from certain, you know, closed attractions and things like that. They're sort of disappointed. They don't think that Disney has really done a very good job at documenting their own, their history. So these people want to do it. And I know some of the things I read said, well, Disney's going to thank them in 20 years when they've got film of blank and blank. You know, it's probably not true, but I think a lot of these people have taken upon themselves to kind of do their own documenting of Disney history.
And that's where they're coming from. Yeah, and yeah, it's about exploration and recording, like you said, and sharing that with people. And I think a lot of people in the Disney community also feel like, oh, you're ruining the magic.
Yeah.
And
That's not for you to see.
You're ruining the magic. Well, okay, but you're all adults, really. It's not like.
Well, and I mean, you know, for me, the bottom line is if you go back into, if you go to Walmart and, you know, you go in a place you're not supposed to be and they issue a trespassing warning against you, it's perfectly valid. You know, I mean, so why would it be valid at Disney?
But bottom line is. He did do something that is against policies and procedures, and they had every right to issue him a lifetime ban. Will they lift that at some point? I don't know.
I mean, they're not going to do it. They won't.
Right. So, I mean, I suppose let that be a warning to others. But it does seem interesting. I mean, the timing, I will say, of that happening, and then Disney's getting a lot of publicity that they probably don't want over this new film. And the film is called Escape from Tomorrow, directed by Randall Moore, which, as Chris said, he filmed entirely in secret with a film crew, actors, everything, using micro recorders and micro cameras without Disney's permission or knowledge. And basically, it tells the story about a man who is on vacation with his wife and two children when he learns that he's been fired from his job, and his mental state starts to break down, and he has a total freak out at the happiest place on earth. And it's shot in black and white, and I think there was a clip online just a day or two ago that you can actually see.
Did you see it?
No, I hear it's a little bizarre.
It's just the dad sitting in a pool watching underage girls frolicking. It was kind of creepy.
Okay, so it is a little dark and edgy is what I've heard. And people just seem fascinated by this at Sundance. And part of it, I think, and where he's getting a lot of attention is, how did you do this without Disney even knowing? And I think he came close to getting caught a couple times because they kept going in and out to record shots.
They knew about it. They just didn't care about it at the time because they didn't.
Oh, well, I don't think that's true. I think that if they had known, they would have put a stop to it.
Well, they weren't unaware that something was happening. From what the little portion that I read, they weren't unaware. They just didn't know what to make of it.
Well,
they may have known something was happening. I'm sure they didn't know that it was a film.
That was happening.
Because I have to think that if they did know it was a film, they would put a kibosh on it, good, bad, or indifferent. They don't want to encourage people to film without permission.
Not for a movie, no.
And it wasn't – I mean, this guy financed the whole thing by himself. I mean, it was very low, like $1 million, I guess he estimated that he spent. And, you know, he did this all on his own. It was pretty – I don't know. It's sort of interesting how he was able to do that. But he said something interesting in an interview. He said, I think this is the future of filmmaking, where you just go in and basically you do what you want to do and don't ask for permission. And I was like, ooh, okay.
The sequel next year, Escape from Walmart.
Escape from Universal. The second Harry Potter ride.
Right.
I mean, I think he's – Like to me, on a smaller level, the thing with Adam, I think, is just sad because by all accounts, he's a very nice guy. On the thing with the filmmaker, come on, really? I hope they nail that guy to the wall.
And they probably will. I mean, it would only seem fair, don't you think? If you're going to ban Adam for trespassing, wouldn't you want to send a message to other people that are thinking, oh, I'll film at Disney. I'll take a – and it's so easy these days with pocket cameras and recorders. Right. And I mean, you can record on a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and so, it's so easy. It's interesting how this guy has basically come out and said, you know, I love Disney. I've gone my whole life. My family and I go all the time. But I don't like how corporate Disney has become. And it's sort of absurd how that's the one thing people sort of seize on. It's like, oh, really? Was Walt your benevolent uncle who wanted to create a park for you so you could hang out and have fun? No, it's a big corporation. It's a business. Get over it. It's not any different than any other business. And you know, I mean, it's sort of, I think, easy to make Disney a target and make them look like, you know, the big bad guy, which is sort of what he's done. Having said that, I'm wanting to see it. I think the thought is that no big distributor is going to take it. So it's probably going to be an online kind of thing that you're going to have to pay to see or something. So
I guess I was shocked by the whole lifetime ban thing because I've heard of them giving out bans of 1 year, 2 years. And really, how are they going to enforce this? It's not like they have his picture up you know, at the park
well,
gates
the only
or something.
Way, you know not, how they can
– yeah.
I've thought about this a lot. Okay, not a lot, but I did think about it. And one thing I thought was it's for somebody like Adam who's local and buys an annual pass – he'll never be able to buy one of those again. So in some ways, that's as good as a lifetime ban because you're talking about an average middle-class person who maybe before was going two or three times a month. Now you can't afford to do that because he can go ahead and buy a ticket from an off-site vendor and go ahead and use it as much as he wants if he alters his appearance a tiny bit. And he actually could because he's sort of – at this point, he's a guy who stands out. But, you know, cut your hair and cover up the tattoos. No one's going to know it's you. So
that's the policy I go by as well. Yeah.
Me too, right?
Yeah.
So – right. Or I grow a beard. But, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, he could go ahead and come on site, but he can never buy another annual pass. And I think – you know, other than that, I don't really think you can really impose or enforce that ban.
With thousands of people there every day, that'd be hard.
Well, of course, they did recognize him coming in, you know, and.
Right, but that's because they were waiting for him.
Yeah,
too, so,
it was expected.
But it definitely is a risk because there is no doubt that if they do spot him and they recognize him, they will get the police out there and don't think that Disney doesn't have undercover security and cops standing by. They have a ton of undercover security.
I would be a nerve wreck.
Hey, I'm still waiting for an explanation as to why they took our picture at dinner that one night. That was just bizarre because they've never ever offered to do that again.
Did they ask you to turn to the left?
They needed a picture for the file.
Yeah, controversial or not, or regardless of where you fall on the fence, like Chris said, it's Disney and it's their rules. And when you enter the parks and with your ticket, you agree to play by those rules. And had this been a one-time thing, yeah, maybe they would have overlooked it, let it slide. I think where he really got into hot water is when he did that news interview. Short as it may have been, I think that gave Disney some attention that they didn't want. And he was getting a lot of attention online as well. So don't take that risk. You know, abide by the rules. And I'm not just talking about urban exploring. Abide by all their rules because clearly they are serious and they will issue a lifetime ban. And, yeah, they supposedly took his annual pass from him, confiscated it right there. So
they confiscated his annual pass?
Yes.
That will wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.